The door to the basement groans open, revealing an old banister and a creaky wooden stairwell. Everything is coated in a thick layer of dust, and you can feel it settle into your lungs as you breathe in the stale air. The very building itself feels dead. If the princess lives here, slaying her would probably be doing her a favor. The room below is silent.
Nobody's here. Naturally.
As much as I appreciate the optimism, you shouldn't be so sure. I guess we'll just have to go down and see.
As you descend the final step, the form of the princess comes into view. A skeletal body, lying in a heap on the floor, its wrist still bound to the wall by a thick chain.
Okay. She's definitely dead.
It's just like I told you.
Before you have a chance to finish your thought, the top of a head appears from underneath the floor. Two deep-set eyes stare up at you, followed by a mischievous, skeletal grin. And finally, the rest of the body floats up to join the head.
Wait, this isn't right. What's going on here?
Ghost!
Oh. Wow. How absolutely terrifying. What's a ghost supposed to do to us?
Oh, it's you. Hiya, killer. I was hoping to see you again. I have some issues with how our last meeting went.
The princess drifts across the room into your orbit, gently running her fingers across your shoulders and down your neck as she circles you. Her touch is cold and ethereal, formless yet real enough that her icy fingertips send shivers dancing across your skin.
So she has a body, and she's right there. We could probably grab her and kill her again, if we wanted to. We don't even need a blade. She looks fragile enough to me.
I see you don't have that annoying knife anymore. So, does that mean you regret what you've done? Are you here to apologize and make nice? Because I might be interested in seeing a little begging.
I died as well, and I'm not floating around like you are.
You don't look dead, killer. And you don't feel dead, either.
We give her the look.
The look?
Yeah, the best flirts know how to flirt without saying anything. We just have to let her know, right?
You flash the princess the look. And a rosy blush rushes to the princess's cheeks as she breaks into a wide grin. Unbelievable.
Oh, well now, killer. I can't say I'm opposed to the idea of you stabbing me with your special knife.
Can we actually do that?
No, you can't. Absolutely not.
You know as well as I do that we can.
And we wouldn't want to throw away a chance for a special moment now, would we?
I've been wanting to do something like this for a long, long time.
The princess swims through the air in front of you, pausing for a brief moment as her dark-rimmed eyes stare deeply into yours. There's a hunger in her gaze.
That's quite the hefty coin purse you have there, killer. How about I take that sword out of its sheath?
If I were only capable of throwing myself off a bridge.
Silence, Naruto. You're not needed for this scene.
Fine. I'll just shut up then and speed this whole thing along.
Time passes.
Oh, yes. You have quite the beauty there, killer. Look at the size and texture. So this is what a dragon's cock looks like. It's a fine blade, killer. I wish you would have slew me with it back when I had a real body. I can't hold back anymore. I need this blade inside me, killer. My ethereal body yearns for it. What are you waiting for, killer? Thrust it into me. Oh yes, that's it. I feel you splitting me apart, killer. I never knew such an act would feel so amazing. By the shifting mound, that's good. Yes, killer. Just keep thrusting into me, just like that. No need to hold back, killer. I don't think I'm at risk of getting pregnant anymore. Flood me with your seed.
It passes and passes and passes.
So, what happens now?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just fade away. Maybe I'll find someone to hunt. Maybe I'll hunt you.
Do you see the way she's looking at us? Kiss her. Kiss her now before the moment ends.
You lean in and you kiss her. And she reciprocates enthusiastically. You kiss. It's done. Are you happy now?